Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise his name. Well, 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 well. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new word, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. Listen and grow in every area of your life. We take the word of God and apply it to practical situations. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Again, that is Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in with me and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, or online on blogtalkradio.com. Rossi is spelled rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure that you follow the podcast. That way you won't miss your devotional time with the Lord or your task for today. Follow online on blogtalkradio.com. Just type in Rossi Williams or Daily Fire, and it will bring you to the show. Make sure you also follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can listen in whatever time you like, as well as forward that text to bless someone else's soul. You can also follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter. I try to remember all these things. And Instagram, Rossi Williams. So everything is my name, R-A-W-S-I. And my ministry website is rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org. And my law office website is callrossiwilliams.com. R-A-W-S-I. All right, you got it. Make sure you follow me, stay connected. Don't miss the word. I promise you, if you tune in with me and you stay connected, you will grow in ways you've never seen. I'm going to get ready and get started, but I just have to say this. You're talking to a person who went from, just not really truly knowing and understanding the word to preaching at different denominations, teaching in places in many different states, to someone who went from going to law school at a later time in life, because I was already a registered nurse and had been in healthcare since I joined the Army after high school, but who later went to law school because my brother was incarcerated. You're talking about someone whose law office took the law office from almost going insolvent and having to close it from doing so much pro bono work for everyone, to someone who makes very, very, very good money. And so what I'm telling you is I apply the word of God in every situation. Someone who went from being a person of low self-esteem to the highest confidence in herself. Not pride, because I'm very approachable and relatable to every person. I try my best to be. But who came into my own, learning who I was in God. I don't even have the time to tell you. But what I am saying to you, and we're going to get into this teaching, is that if you will tune in and listen each day, if you can't tune in live at 7, follow so you can go back and hear the recording. It is no doubt you will grow in every area of your life, because I apply this to every area of life. Life, relationship, finances, career, your health, your recreation, your body, your mindset, your thought processes, entrepreneurship. If you listen and heed, you will grow. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, reading from the KJV. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen again. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, I realize that I have not yet gotten to where I'm supposed to be, where I was destined to be, or where I ought to be. But this one thing I do, if there's nothing else that I do on the road to success, on the road to getting there to that place, this is the one thing I know I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, I let go of the past. I let go of the issues. I let go of the flaws and faults and weights and sins. I let go of those things and reaching forth. In other words, moving towards something, trying to make it a better world for me and my family and my friends, and reach forth into those things which are before. I understand, in other words, that there is a better something for me. Where I am, it's not good enough. Even if it's good, that's better. And even if I'm in better, there's best. So I'm always reaching forth for something. I press toward the mark. I don't give up. I stay moving forward. I press toward the mark. I don't give up. I stay moving forward. I press. Anybody pressing today toward the mark for what? For the prize. Glory. For the reward. What good is it to live your whole life, but you're not pressing forward for the reward of anything? You're not better this year than where you were last year of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is let go. Let that sink in for a minute. Let go. Brothers and sisters, sometimes you just got to let go of what you're trying to hold on to so tightly so that your hands will be open to receive the better part, to receive the better gifts, to receive the reward. You're holding on so tightly to something that's fighting you, someone that's fighting you, something or someone who doesn't want to be there with you, that you got rope burns in your hands. Because your skin is being chafed as the person or the situation is trying to pull away, but you just don't want to let go, even though you know it's not good for you, even though you know it's not the best for you, because you'd rather stay with what's familiar, gee, than let go and receive something that could be better. In Philippians 3, 13 through 14, Paul said, look, I already know that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I understand that I'm on a journey to the better things in life. And as part of understanding that process, I realize that there are some things and there are some people, there are some situations of which I must let go. He said, if I don't do anything else on this journey, this one thing I do, I forget the things which are behind. In other words, I let go of the things which are toxic. I let go of the things which are weights. I let go of the things and people who don't appreciate my gifting, don't appreciate what I've offered, don't appreciate where I'm going. Sometimes, glory, you're going to have to let go. There are many of you listening to me right now who would be much farther along in your journey because you said, I press toward the mark. I press toward. In other words, I'm fighting the odds to get there. I'm pushing myself toward that opposing wind. Have you ever been trying to walk uphill and it's already strenuous enough and then all of a sudden there's a powerful wind, but you know that what you want is on the other side of the journey, and so you have to keep pressing. Oh, you're so sleepy you want to fall out. You're so tired you just want to fall on the sofa. But you know there's something you must finish. And so you force yourself to press against the weariness, press against the sleepiness, because you understand that the award or the reward of what you're wanting is on the other side. Glory of staying awake. Let go. What are you holding on to today that is not good for you? Who are you holding on to today who's already moved past you? Jesus. This could be friends. It doesn't have to be a relationship, but it could be a boyfriend, a girlfriend. It could be your friends or your family. You could be holding on to a job that is way past time for you to have sought a promotion or to have obtained further credentials so that you could go somewhere else. You could be holding on to a dream that is way time for you to let go of so that God can move you into destiny. You can be holding on to thoughts and toxicity. You could have people that you're holding on trying to fix who don't want your help right now. You gotta let go so that you can move forward toward the prize. The high calling God has placed in your life. Sometimes, even when you don't want to, you're gonna learn that you must let go. As we prepare to go into prayer, I want you to just close your eyes if you can, and if you can't, because maybe you're driving or working or getting prepared, I want you to just begin to think of the things or the people that you just need to let go of so that you can receive better. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor, and Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you for this powerful word. We say thank you. Thank you for daily fire devotion. We say thank you. Thank you for helping us to grow in every area of our lives, Father. We say thank you, and Lord, today we learn and we commit to ourselves to let go. Let go of the former thing. Forgetting those things which are behind. Father, so that we can move forward and reach forth into those things which are before. Pressing toward the mark for the prize. Passing toward the mark for our reward. Pressing toward the mark for our award. Pressing toward the mark for our better days. Pressing toward the mark for our future. Pressing for our goodness. Pressing for our better. Pressing for our best. Pressing to be the best of us. Jesus. Lord, help us to let go. There may be pain in letting go, but help us to let go. There may be tears in letting go, but help us to let go. There may be having to leap or step out on faith and letting go, but help us to let go. There may be charting unfamiliar territory and letting go, but help us to let go so that we can receive the reward of the high price of the calling and destiny and purpose you've already placed on our lives. Now, Lord, I complain for everyone listening now and those who will listen later. Bless them and heal them. Save them. Sanctify. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Father, come in and open doors and make ways. Encourage and love on them. Encourage and love on them. Encourage and love on them today. In Jesus' name, we receive it as we let go. Amen. Come on and worship God. As I prepare to do the altar call and end with your task for today, just open your hands and say, I let go. Ooh. Call out the names of what you are letting go of right now. It could be a situation. It could be a person. It could be people. It could be situations. It could be your own insecurities. It could be past thoughts and behaviors. It could be addictions. Let go. Call it out. One by one, I let go. Jesus, woo, I let go. Ah, come on, I let go. Yes, let go. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who got rope burns because you've held on so long and so hard to situations or people who told you they've already moved on or who don't even want to be in your grasp. You've held on. They've called you all kind of names, talked about you, cheated on you in relationship, but you're still holding on, Jesus. Or they've stabbed you in the back multiple times, and you kept on helping them as friends. They've talked about you. They've scandalized you. They've called the police on you, Jesus. You're still at that same job day after day. They can't stand you. They're mistreating you. You hadn't gotten a raise in 4 or 5 years. Surely it's something better. You might have to stay there a little longer to get your better planned out, but I guarantee you there'll be something better whenever you're willing to step out. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of my backsliding. I repent of holding on to what you told me to let go of. Lord, I want to do better. I want to let go. Give me the power. Give me the strength. Give me the faith to let go. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess that Jesus, you are the Christ. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that my hands will be healed because I've let go of what I ought to have let go of. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forth unto what is before, and I press God toward the mark. Glory. To receive my prize. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Welcome home. Make sure you are attending church, whether your service is online or whether it's in person and there's social distancing and all of those great things with masks. If you have no church to attend, please feel welcome to attend my church. We're live on Facebook on Sundays at 11 a.m. Eastern and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Eastern. That is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., E-R-R-O-L, Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. Again, that is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. We have Bible study live tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure as well you're spending your time here with me. You must spend time with God each day. That is how you stay saved and how you stay growing in your salvation. You know, it's just like relationship. If you got married 10 years ago, but you never take your spouse out to eat or you never love on him or her, the relationship is stagnant and you may lose the marriage. Ah, you got that? That is how salvation is with the Lord. Just being saved is not enough. You have to cultivate your salvation because it's a relationship. That way you can hear from him and know where he wants to take you and what he wants you to do and not do. So spend time with me here Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. Eastern. If you know you can't tune in at 7, go ahead and follow on blogtalkradio.com and text the message DS to phone number 33222 so that you'll get the recorded text to you to listen whenever you choose and bless someone else's soul. All right. Also remember, tonight is my law office's UBD jury live podcast. I take your calls live, so make sure you tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we'll be talking about the president's call to join Trump's army and to be at the polls, for these people to be at the polls. So we're going to talk about that at 7 p.m. Eastern. All of the podcast information is on callrossywilliams.com. Or if you want to hear last week's show, you can also just on Blog Talk Radio, type in Rossi Williams or You Be the Jury, and it'll bring it in, bring it up. All right? Call in live at 7 p.m. Eastern. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is Let Go. Your task for today is to permanently let go. Permanently let go of the stuff that's no good to you anymore and the people who don't want to be in your life. Love them. Pray for them. But your time here is short. You only get one life. Stop giving it to people who don't want to be with you. That's friends as well. Press toward the mark. Let go. I'll see you live at 7 p.m. Eastern on UBD Jewelry.